This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I said a minute ago, the November jobs report is going to be out on Friday morning. The economy was 150,000 jobs to the good in October, but one industry actually did lose jobs, 7,500 of them. Food service and drinking places is the actual category heading from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's restaurants and bars to you and me. 7,500 is not a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. Restaurants do employ about 15.5 million people in this economy, after all. It's the second biggest private sector employer after healthcare. But 7,500 ain't nothing. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar.
If you thought you've seen sticker shock at a restaurant, try being the restaurant. J.R. Ruxasuan is co-owner of Chalong, an upscale Thai restaurant in Hell's Kitchen, New York.
A pack of chicken, so it used to be, before the pandemic, it used to be just $40 a pack, like this big.
Picture a wholesale bag of chicken the size of a fold-out menu.
It's $40 a pack, but now it's at $110. Can you imagine that?
He had to raise menu prices, and that did not go over so well.
So the people, they just start complaining about why everything is so expensive than before, but now people kind of like, you know, getting used to it with the prices.
The settling in of higher prices may be contributing to a slowdown in parts of the restaurant industry, says Alex Suskind, professor of food and beverage management at Cornell.
Inflation numbers have cooled a little bit, but they haven't cooled universally across the economy. So there's some people that still have higher costs to incur. And so there is some consumer-based resistance when you raise prices.
Particularly at sit-down restaurants. Greg Thomas is a managing director at BDO.
In September and October, we've seen significant decreases in guest traffic, significant, like 5 to 10% decreases.
Hiring in the restaurant industry has slowed down, too. It is, on average, still growing, but it has been bumpy. In two of the last 3 months, the industry actually lost a few thousand jobs. And that may be more than just the aftermath of high prices.
Restaurant industry employment growth essentially mirrors on a macro scale, what goes on with national employment growth?
Hudson Reilly is Senior Vice President of Research at the National Restaurant Association.
Look at national employment growth. It still is positive, but it has been moderating over the past couple years.
But one way the restaurant industry stands out from just about every other major industry is it still has not regained the level of employment it had before the pandemic.
We're 14,000 jobs shy.
Again, Greg Thomas at BDO. This isn't true for every type of restaurant. Fast food employment is up 3% compared to before the pandemic.
Limited service restaurants, which you would know as the coffee brands out there or ice cream stores, that kind of thing, they're up 128,000 jobs, 13% increase over pre-pandemic.
The problem is the sit-down restaurants and the fine dining places.
They're down 214,000 jobs, and that's 4% lower.
In Houston, Texas, there is a clue as to why.
This is Tracy Vaught. I'm the president of H-Town Restaurant Group. And the sounds you're hearing are the sounds in our kitchen at Backstreet Cafe getting ready for lunch service.
H-Town Restaurant Group includes Backstreet Cafe and four other restaurants, employing 450 people.
Well, it used to be a little higher per restaurant before the pandemic, but it's less now. Just trying to run a tighter ship, I would say.
Doing more with less, streamlining the business model. These have been necessities for restaurants reeling from inflation, rising wages, and less traffic from office buildings. With more takeout and delivery orders post-pandemic, some restaurants have beefed up kitchen staff and dropped waiters. Some of the bigger chains have set up kiosks and QR code ordering. Vaught has set up other streams of income, catering for sports teams and colleges. It has been a lot to juggle.
You've got like increased costs, increased prices, decreased customer, you know, they're trying to eliminate tipping and raise minimum wage and everything. I was like, guys, you know, just leave us alone for a little while.
Restaurant work has never been stress-free, but these days, even on the other side of the pandemic, there are new stresses to worry about. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishwar for Marketplace.